Not for now. Kuf Ches Amud Aleph. And we are up to the middle of the page. Kihishchus Kobaser is Dark Al Aretz. No way to identify it except to say it's about halfway down the page. They crossbred animals, different animals. And people committed bestiality of Adam al-Hakoyl, meaning both in the masculine and feminine way, people were involved with animals. All the animals stopped doing it naturally, which is a kind of bird that still does it naturally. The end of all flesh has come in front of me. How powerful the aveira of robbery is. They were over and everything. The straw that breaks the camel's back, meaning, as the Mizrahi explains it, the degree of punishment is caused by Aveda Zara and Arayas. The reason the punishment comes into play is because of Gzela. If no Gzela, one can delay the punishment. One can push it off indefinitely. If one does Gzela, then there's no delay. And if there's no delay, then the punishment one deserves for Aveda Zara and Gila Arayas is a huge one, and that's what happened by the Dora Mabel.
Does Hummus happen at the end?
Hummus was a constant, and therefore there was no delay. That's what it's saying.
So are you saying that by the Korban Mikdash and Mourn, first thing, it was delayed?
It wasn't to the degree of a Dora Mabel. It's a different kind of punishment. Shenamei kimalah es chametz mitnei v'nim mashkistim as aret. I will destroy them from the land. So the chametz come l'mata resha. The chametz stands as a staff of wickedness. Lo mehem, not from them. V'lo mahamaynam. Rashi says not from their a multitude. V'lo, which means v'lo, right? V'lo mahamham. Rashi learns their packages. V'lo nabehem. Rashi learns means and the pasuk in Rashi in Eiv, wherever this is, I think it's in Eiv, says that it's like Nabeha means, sorry, it's in Yecheskel. I believe it's in Yecheskel. Where is it? It is in Yecheskel, I believe. Right, like Nabeha means there's no one that yearns after me. That's what Rashi learns. That's the Gemara Vayter. Amar Ablazim Elamish Yisakavatz Mekamakul, that the robbery stood itself up like a stick. Amalav Ne'akadosh Baruch Hu, Amalav Ha'ar Vanish Leil Mehem Leim Amayinav Leim Mehem Leim Nabeha. Tanur Meir Bishmol. Even Noach was supposed to be included because it was a worldwide Gzardin. Ella Shemata Chaim Bein Hashem, he found grace that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should pull him out of the Gzairish. So the juxtaposition of the Pesukim seemed to say that he was included in the Necham Tiki Yatsisim.
So how does that fit with the Anche Stove? You need 10, right? So let's say there were two tzaddikim, right? It wasn't enough of them to be
Weinachim. It depends if the punishment is considered a punishment on the whole, or the punishment is considered a punishment on individuals. I don't know how punishments work. I did a good idea that I prepared graves for them, Baruch. My mashma, meaning it was a good idea to do the mabul. First shot learns that Einochem is a lotion of console. He consoled himself by saying that it's a good idea that I brought the mabul. If the army loyal for Sisiya, Kadosh Baruch Hu regretted Kaviyachu that he brought the mabul. Should the kantulam kvar as barat that I prepared graves. According to the second shot, is Kadosh Baruch Hu regretted that he made the mabul. Elu told us Nayach Nayach is sadi tamim haya b'day raisov. Amar Rabbi Yochanan b'day raisov in his generations v'loy b'day raisachayrim, not in other generations. Shlakish Amar b'day raisov koshkin b'day raisachayrim. And the Mizrahi says they're both true. He would have been a bigger tzaddik, but he would not equal the Avraham Avinu. Amar Rabbi Chanina Moshe Duch Yechim Namad Avedayim L'chavi Shiyayin Shemenechas B'martim Shulchaymetz. You have a barrel of wine that's in a base cellar full of vinegar. B'mkayim Reichen Oidav. Compared to the vinegar, it has a fragrant smell. Shaloi B'mkayim Ein Reichen Oidav. If you don't have a negative there, the wine doesn't come through as a positive. a jar of either balsam or another very pleasant fragrance that's in a dirty place. Even amongst the dirt you can smell the pleasant fragrance. For sure, if it would be near other spices, it would enhance the smell of this fragrance. He makes a wedding for his son, and he prepares everything. Unfortunately, his son dies. He just throws everything out. Everything was for the sake of my son. What do I need this for? What do I need these animals for? Now, he kept some animals to restart the world, but the old ones weren't necessary anymore because the world has to restart.
Eretz Yisrael did not get the
Mabul. The Gemara in Tzvachim just says means it didn't rain in Eretz Yisrael. The water definitely flooded Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says that clearly in Tzvachim. The water did not stop at the boundary of Eretz Yisrael. It flooded the whole world, including Eretz Yisrael. Question is, was there direct rainfall in Eretz Yisrael? That's the Machlok. That's the Gemara Beit. Because Shabbat Chorav Amesu, V'loy Dagam Shabiyam, the fish did not die. Tzara Shabiyam, Yisim, and Kisim, Adach, Sivit, Tesna, Pasa, Kalu, Apne, Amayim. Light of the water, to cool Chokosam, V'aretz, their share in the world should be cursed. He will make your carcasses float on the world, on the water, like zikin, which is
leather bags.
You will become the way people curse people. When somebody wants to curse somebody, they say you'll be like the Torah Mabul. But if the Derech Kramim. And they did not stop from using the vineyards. What does that mean? The next line is skipped. Amalai Mima Akiv, they said to him, who stops the Mabul? Amalai prayed Akash Ashley Lights and Mikam. I still have to take Mr. Salah out the natural way. Kayla Nifna Dara Kramim, they said, well, we're not going to stop from going through the vineyards, which is full of thorns, meaning we will continue our path.
The bodies of the floating bodies were back.
Seems they decomposed. They all went to Bubbo. The Gemara says they all went to Bubbo. Rashi brings it in Chumash. That all went to Bubbo. The Gemara says, "Aichum afar Bubbo ki loichum b'bsar avaysof." One who eats the dirt in Bubbo is like eating the dirt of the flesh of his forefathers. All the pre-Mabul people ended up being stuck in Bubbo somewhere. Lapid buz. Lapid is a flame buz that is an embarrassment to those who think bad thoughts. Ashtar Shannon, who relaxed and think bad thoughts. Nochan Lamayde Rego, prepared to the Mayde Rego, the slipping of the foot. He said things that were as difficult as flames of fire. And the Vazanites and they embarrassed him. Amalei said to him, "Zuck and Teva Zulama. What is this Teva for?" Amalei Makadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe I'll lick him with a Mabul. Hashem will bring the Mabul. Amalei said, "Mabul Shemayim." Amalei said, "Mabul Shemayim." We have a flame retardant. We have these metal plates, so we can cover the ground. We have a thing called Ikev Shemayim, Akev Shemayim. I'm like Ikev Shemayim, and that can stop that as well. If he wants to, he can use your Shikma Zera and destroy you with that. Prepare to slip with the foot. Tanya made my Mabul, Kashim Kashik was there. Rashi says it was hot and thick like Shik was there. Shinema Nokham Lamay the Rego. Amrav Kizda Bereiskin Kilkulu Bavera Bereiskin the Dainu. They did Avera with heat and they were punished with heat. Sivoka by Shaiku Amayim. Shaiku was a lotion of cool down. Sivasam Hamas Hamelach Shukhocha. The anger cooled down. What was the purpose of the 7 days? So the Gemara gives multiple answers. The Mabul was delayed because of the Avelus of Mishuselach. The honor that has to be given to Tzadikim can delay punishment. Love it to come.
Why is the Hispida? one day.
Not true. They used to be masper all. The Gemara says three lebchi shiva lemistake. Marmite says 7 days is for his favorite. When you eulogize a mace for 7 days,
why does it stop?
It doesn't. People go to shiva houses and they talk about the mace and they're eulogizing the mace. It didn't. Change the order of the world. Used to go up in the west for that week and come down in the east. Gave them an extra time. Gave them unbelievable amount of reward those 7 days to show them what could happen if they do tshuva. What good they're losing out.
The third reason, the one that gave them half of the food, isn't that the other reasons also?
It's extra, according to the third chat, nothing happened different. Just an extra extension. The other ones, things happened to make them do tshuva.
How would they know that week of
I guess, Nayak must have told them. It must have been printed in the New York Times. One more week, Nayak said. Shem says, one more week. That's all you got.
That there was more roi for it.
I don't know if it's more roi for it. It's less, you know, you get the guy one more chance. We do that all the time. I'll punish you, I'll punish you, I'll punish you. Get one more chance.
There's no chance other than North Tonga people.
That's what it says. Yeah.
Or the Central Pshat. This is after the 70s. The first thing of Pshat that the world changed its course.
Right.
That's after the 70s.
No. During those 7 days.
During the 70s?
Yes. Which is that has nothing to do with the Shishelach.
I understand that.
Shem went the last week before the Mabul, changed the order of the world to show people, I mean business.
Oh, okay. And then after those 7 days went back to regular?
After those 7 days for a year, the mazalos didn't work. They were removed from the sky for the whole year of the Mabul.
It was during those 7 days?
Okay. That's my vitamin card. I'm going to tie out to the Shiva Ishtai. Seven male and female. Issues for behemoth is what do you mean? Those who did not do an Avera, they did not breed with other animals. No, you don't know. I'm Rav Kizda Shavim with my Tevi brought him in front of the Tevi. Close our Tevi called Tassai. If the Tevi accepted him, Yiduish Lo Nevda Ben Maveri, he knew no Avera was done. Close our Tevi called Tassai, Yiduish Nevda Ben Maveri, he knew Avera was done. We've all over Meis and Abom Aleim, those that came on the road. I said, look, our Tevi is at the Gaifer, my Gaifer. I'm Rav Adam Rav Yishila Zu Mavliga, it's a kind of wood called Mavliga, Vami Lo Gumash. Say it has for the Tevi, I'm Rav Yechon Melkin, Shmokul Lenoyach. Chavo Ba'avoyim, Tavis and Magloys, put precious stones and pearls, the Shemir's Lechon, look at Sarayim, they should give light like the at noon. That makes it work better. It shouldn't leak. The bottom floor was for garbage. The middle floor was for animals. He sent out the raven. The raven gave Nayach a, according to his understanding, an irrefutable, is that the word? Irrefutable?
Irrefutable.
Irrefutable answer. Your master hates me and you hate me. Rabbi Sinaini and Atayim Shivim and Atayim Shnayim. He only saved two of us and seven of the kosher ones. You're leaving over from the seven and you're sending from the two. If I gave you Sarkama, Sartina, if the heat or cold meets me, there won't be any ravens in the world. Or perhaps you're interested in my wife. Amalei Russia. And the Mashar says he told them, Russia, you already have made sure that your species is not going to go away from the world because you impregnated your wife. And the Mutali Nasar, in what's Mutali me is Asar, but Nasali Lakoshkin, I'm not thinking of your wife. But I'll learn the Nasu, the Siva Basal, Atev Asav, and Nechav Ishtach, and Sheva Nechav Itach, separate. Him and his children, and his wife, and his children's wives. When they left, it says, Sevin Atev Asav, Ishtach, and Nechav Sheva Nechav Itach, said to leave with his wife. They were usher and tashmi shamita. Tana Rabbana. There were three that were mishamish in the teva, the kulam laku, and they all got punished. Kelev, erev, acham. The dog, the raven, acham. Kelev, nitshar, tupshatim, and nitshar. Either it's a difficult time ending tashmish, or that it gets tied with a leash all the time, the Yad Ramah says. Erev, rak, The raven has to spit his zera, whatever, I don't know what that means. Come lucky with Irai, he turned black. Some learn his son turned black, some learn he turned black.
When the come did with his father, he became a slave for that, but not
exactly. That's a mistake. I think that mistake came about because we wanted to tell kids that hate caused them to become black, and we didn't want to say about Tashmish Hamit and the Teva, so we said it's because of what he did with her, but it's not true. This has nothing to do with it. That's what they teach you in first grade because they can't teach you this.
That I remember at least.
But no, the story was not, it was his father caused the slavery. Nothing to do with his color of his skin.
Non Ibit Lomoy.
Right.
Does it black?
It's beautiful.
That you're not going to ask a question.
According to one of the black negative.
Black is definitely a negative. It's a punishment. Either it's a punishment, there's two reasons said. I mentioned two reasons. One is because red that gets ruined turns black, and since basar is reddish, so in its ruined form it turns dark. And the second reason is that he got this error to the taiva through the raven, so that's why he turned black, to show that he got this error to the taiva by watching the black raven.
Right, but I'm saying, but in future generations, black does not denote anything.
Means nothing. The Rabbeinu Shlom does not discriminate on basis of color. Means nothing. It's the same guy, white, black, same years, white, black, makes no difference. Color has zero to do. He's just telling you a fact. The Rabbeinu Shlom created people to be whatever it is, what's the color? Albino? What is the normal human? What? Albino?
Albino.
Okay, I know how to read it, I don't know how to pronounce it. Albino, and Chum, because of his sin, caused a change in color. That's all. End of story.
Yeah, I think albino is probably not the best word, as I don't think mankind was created to have white hair and blue eyes.
No, that's the Yefes look. That's the Yefes look. Well, there's three looks. There's a shame look, the Yefes look, and the Chum look. Shame is supposed to be a little darkish skinned, reddish tinge. That's what's supposed to be shame. Reddish tinge, dark black hair, black eyes. That's supposed to be the shame look. Yefes is the blonde hair, blue-eyed guy. That's Yefes. And Chum is the dark-skinned, not necessarily black, but the dark-skinned guy. The Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, a lot of them are Chum. They come from Chum. Cush is the black one. The other ones are more dark-skinned. This is what's brought down. Now, there's been a lot of intermarriage, there's been gerus, and intermarriage, and all kinds of different things. So therefore, shame doesn't look like shame, and chum doesn't look like chum, and yefes doesn't look like yefes anymore. So therefore, we don't judge things by their color anymore. Don't judge books by color. Okay.
The thing that's striking about this for us, can you imagine coming down to breakfast one morning?
Sunday morning, 6:00.